Okay, everybody, welcome on back here to Simple Faith Baptist Church, where the Bible changes us. We do not change the Bible. Brother Carlos here coming to you live once again for another awesome Sunday school. Praise the Lord. We are here to quickly introduce our up-and-coming brother, faithful disciple here, learning the ropes, using his gifts to edify the body with a little cool message that he has here for the Sunday school hour. And so with that said, I'm just here to quickly introduce Brother Manny, and his name is Brother Manuel Sariano. For those of you that are watching online, you can find his information in the video description link. Today he's going to bless us with a great message that he has to share with our local church here. So hope and pray that you guys are edified as we welcome up Brother Manny.
Thank you, Brother Carlos. It's good to be saved. I just want to start out with quick, I don't know how to explain this, but I'm just going to start it out. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. All right, I would like to pray it up real quick. Thank you, Lord God, for letting us gather here today, Lord God. And use me, Lord. Wash away my sins. Lord, I haven't been obedient. You know, I've not been responding. But, you know, use me today, Lord, you know, to edify the brethren and to keep continuing the work for you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and then verse 18. The Bible says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but," watch it, "with the precious blood of Christ," amen, "as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." You see that? When we were redeemed, we were not redeemed with corruptible blood, but uncorruptible blood. You see that? And it's much better than silver, gold, or any possessions we have. Our cars, houses, you know, clothing, anything, you know. And I'm so glad that, you know, God sent his son to die for my sins. Amen. And I like how Peter says, you know, precious blood, you know, that puts, like, it has value to it. It's not just, you know, like, you know, materialistic things that, you know, decay. Can you please go to Exodus chapter 12, please? Oh, and one thing also is that we got to remember that, you know, God purchased us with a price, you know, the precious blood of his son. So when we are disobedient to God by not reading our Bible, not going to church, you know, not faithfully serving the church, you know, not sharing the gospel, you know, not supporting the ministry with your pocketbook, you disobey God, you know. And I'm not here to push, you know, like, oh, we're here to get your money. You know, God doesn't need your money, you know. You got to think about it like this, you know. Where's your heart at? Is your money, your heart with the money or with God, you know? That's one thing you got to check yourself, you know, always check yourself. God doesn't need your money, but you always got to check yourself like, man, where's your heart at? So Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "Speak ye all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. So notice how he says a lamb. Well, you got to choose a lamb, but verse chapter 4, if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your account. Watch it for the lamb. So now you got to ask yourself, do you have the right lamb? Because there are many wolves out there in sheep's clothing, you know, pretending that, you know, they're the lamb. But there's only one lamb. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people, you know, put their faith in Muhammad, Buddha. You know, those guys, they've never really, you know, well, they never did anything for you to get you saved if your faith is on them. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he came and he died for our sins. Verse chapter 5, it says, your lamb shall be without blemish. You see that? A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. So now it's your lamb. So Jesus Christ is my lamb. And I don't know about you guys, but I got the right lamb, you know, because the Bible says how that Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures, he was buried and he rose again the third day. According to the scriptures, he paid for my sins, so I don't have to go to hell. And if you're not saved, honestly, I feel really sorry for you because, you know, you don't have eternal life. You know, the first thought that came to my head when I got saved was, man, my family is lost. You know, they're going straight to hell, you know. So I just tried to, you know, my best. As soon as I got saved, you know, sharing the gospel with them, you know. But it's hard sometimes, you know, because, you know, they know your past, so they might not listen to you. But, I'm glad that the Lord has, you know, not given up on me. And still working in me, you know, to grow. All right. So the blood of Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 5:8-9 says, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. So when we're saved, you know, and when we die and we have to face the God, the Father, you know, we're not declared righteous for our own righteousness. The righteousness of God is Jesus Christ. So who does he see? He doesn't see us, but he sees the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. And, you know, thank God that, you know, Jesus Christ, amen, you know, he came and died for us, you know. And not only that, but Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So see, before we were saved, our father, well, not my father anymore, but, you know, the lost world's father is the devil. But now see, through the power of his blood, he gives us powers to be the sons of God. You know, not only that, but we have the Holy Spirit. So now we have to use the Holy Spirit power so we're able to do God's work. So we can, you know, let that go to waste. You know, we have power in us, a great power from God, you know, not our power, man. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Brother Carlos has been, you know, pushing me, you know, and, you know, thanks, Brother Carlos. But, you know, I like that you have been pushing me, man, you know, and you made me realize that, you know, I got to not pay attention to the flesh, you know, take that old man out and put that new man in, man, you know, the Spirit of God, man, you know. And that's when, you know, growth really happens. It's not you, you know, it's you letting God, you know, work in you, you know. Right. I understand how it feels to get shy, you know, probably sharing the gospel with somebody. You know, like, you get these rush of emotions, you know, you get nervous, you get shy, but you got to remember what the Bible says. God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of love. And of a sound mind, sorry, power. And power, no, yeah, God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and a love and of a sound mind. So, you know, gotta believe his word, you know. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. It says, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So I understand it's talking about the unsaved people right here, but we can easily fall back into our lust. You know, we can easily disobey God, you know, and go off of our feelings, you know. But, you know, the blood of Christ, you know, helps us to walk in a new conversation, you know, like watch our mouth, you know, stop the evil thoughts, you know, wrong affections. It's not just, you know, us trying to outwardly, you know, show that, you know, we're changing. The change has to actually, well, also has to be inside, you know, it's not just outwardly. And same chapter, verse 13, it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye sometimes were far off are, watch it, made nigh by the blood of Christ. So now we're able to get close to God, you know. We have that access. We're able to pray, and he, you know, he's going to hear our prayer request. But obviously, if it's not according to the will of God, he's not going to answer it. You know? All right, so go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. All right, it says, oh, and we all have our own gifts. You know, the thing that I'm trying to motivate everybody here is that, you know, yes, Brother Carlos is the pastor, you know, but we can't just leave it to Brother Carlos, you know, to carry the load, man, because we're all part of one body. So what I'm trying to provoke here is we all start to step it up, you know. Start coming early, helping him, you know, put out signs, vacuum, you know. Don't expect a text or a reminder, are we going to go soul winning, you know. Every Saturday, you just, hey, just prep, you know, get in prayer, you know, get fed in the word, you know, spiritually. So when we're ready to go out there, you know, we're much more settled, you know. So I'm basically asking, you know, more maturity, not. And I'm not just calling you guys out. I'm calling myself out, you know, because I'm a sinner. I do the same thing. But as, you know, as we want to continue to grow, we got to support, you know, Carlos. But, you know, it's not just Carlos. You know, it's we're here for God. Amen. All right. Yeah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members that of and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. So you see that? We're all in the same body because of Jesus Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. So you see that? We all have that same Holy Spirit in us, you know? So there is no schism, yeah, no excuse why we cannot play our role in this ministry, in this body, you know, because the head is Jesus Christ. But see, we're all here to help each other out, to grow, man, you know. We're all here, you know, to go out and tell the lost world, hey, tell them about the gospel. You don't got to go to hell and to pay for your sins. That's what we're here to do, you know. Brother Carlos here, he does his best to, you know, get us equipped, you know, give us some ammo out there, because there's a lot of, you know, different religions that are different, teaching different things, man. And we know that's not right, you know. So we got to step it up, you know, mature, get serious about it, because, you know, people are going to hell, man. I'm pretty sure we all have family and relatives that we know that are not saved, man. So that's all I'm trying to provoke today. For the body is not one member, but many. There you go. See, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? So there you go. No excuse, man. We're all part of one body, you know. You might be the eye, I don't know. I might be the finger, I don't know, you know. But there's a role to be played there. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? See, so the eye can't hear. So it's like that the ear plays its function, like the eye plays its own function. If the whole body were an eye, verse 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? You see that? But now are they many members, yet but one body. So we all have a role to play. It's just something that Brother Carlos has brought up. It's like, are you willing to stir up that gift? You know, it just comes up, you know, to you personally. How do you respond to the word of God? You know, how are you trying to be obedient? You know, because if we can't trust God in the little things, you know, he's not going to give us bigger things to handle. And just one thing, you know, I want to mention is about, you know, giving. It's like the reason I bring this is that, you know, you shouldn't be setting your affections on, you know, materialistic things, you know, about giving. Sorry, my thought just left my head. All right. So I'm just going to continue if it comes back. So verse 21, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have. Okay. Sorry. It came back. So see, we can trust God with our soul, but when it comes to giving, it's like we can't trust him with our finances, you know? And that's one thing that you got to think about. Like, you can trust a God with your soul. Where are you going to go, heaven or hell? Right. But see, when it comes down to the heart, and it's, when it comes down to, like, giving to the church, it's like you got to check yourself. Like, yeah. You can't trust him with your money. You know, like, whoa, you know? So verse 20, but now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need. So you see, there's no excuse. You have no need. Right here, we can't, you know, cut up. Well, we can't cut up each other with the word of God, but we can't say, hey, we don't need you here. You see, but if God has a purpose for you here, it's up to you to stir up that gift and, you know, just serve any way you can. And if there's a need, just do it. You know, don't expect somebody to tell you, you know, just, you know, get it done. Nay, much more those, verse 22, nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Are those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. So you see that? There is no less honorable part in the body of Christ, you know? We all have to do our work. All right. That's just the message I want to get out today. And don't forget that the blood of Jesus Christ is precious. And one thing I just want to share to anybody that is lost out there is that the Bible says that how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day. According to the scriptures, the Bible says that you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to pay for your own sins. That's why God sent his only son. So he paid for your sins. He went to hell. He died for you. So you don't have to go to hell. It honestly just becomes a choice of you going to hell. The Bible says that, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified from his wrath through him. So we don't have to go to hell. We don't have to face the wrath of God because of Jesus Christ. Herein is love, not that we love God, but God loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So you got to understand that the love of God is so great that, you know, he sent his son again. Sorry, I know it gets repetitive, but it's like, yeah, it's very important. This is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. Nothing really, I guess, for God, obviously even for us, it has to be the main importance is Jesus Christ, man, you know, because without him, man, I would have been going straight to hell right now. But, you know, thank God, you know, I'm not. The Bible says, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. So you have to come to God with a repentful heart and believing heart on what the Lord Jesus Christ did. And, you know, and if you can come to God with a believing and repentful heart, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in their heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So come to God with a repentful and a believing heart and ask him the best way you can to get you saved. Cool. Thank you. Boom.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was Brother Manny's topical message. I'm not sure about you, my friends, but I definitely was encouraged and blessed whenever a man of God teaches the book in the church. Amen. I believe that's what a lot of churches lack nowadays is men of God leading the home, leading the church, being faithful with the Lord's calling to do. Praise the Lord. All right, friends. So with that said, I hope you guys ratify. For those of you watching online, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll come back at 1:45 for our Sunday service. The Lord bless you.